Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, it's Tuesday again, and so your K-drama tita is back. I am back with another listicle episode where I share with you some of the K-drama suggestions, some of my K-drama suggestions based on a certain genre, theme, trope, etc. Kung ano man trip ko, kung ano man ang hanap mo, meron tayo niyan. Now, as most of you have been listening to this podcast knows, this tita of yours has a doctorate degree when it comes to rom-com. Etos. Pero, yeah, I kind of consider myself as having a doctorate degree because I just love watching rom-coms, whether it's a series, K-drama, movie. When it comes to rom-coms, they're my comfort zone. So trust that when there's a new popular rom-com series or K-drama out there, I have probably seen it already or it's already next on my list. Siya na talaga yung susunod kong papanoorin. And in this podcast, I've previously have given you some listicle episodes of my fave rom-com K-dramas that maybe involves cohabitation where, you know, the male and female lead gets into a contract and live together. So I have an episode all about that, which is episode 175. And I also have given you some of my favorite office romance. So that's also episode 230. Now let's talk about the most common trope when it comes to rom-com. My personal favorite, and I'm sure your favorite as well, the enemies to lovers. Here are my top 7 favorite enemies to lovers K-dramas. Let's start with the most recent enemies to lovers K-drama that I've seen and love. And I think fellow titos and titas out there would also love this because ang mga bida dito ay mga kaedad natin. It's the Netflix series, Love to Hate You. So it's about a man-hating lawyer and a matinee star who distrusts women who met by chance and eventually had to work closely with each other. Now, as you can imagine, based on their description, they are not even meant to be in the same room at the same time. But due to some circumstances, they end up working closely and thus starts the love and hate relationship. Now, aside from having bidas na I can finally relate kasi they are close to my age, so wala namang masyadong pabebe, I also love the personality dito ng bidang babae. I think I've mentioned her in another listicle episode as one of those with strong female characters. Basta, she's one of those with strong female leads that I also love. Oh my gosh, I love those types of K-dramas. The type of female lead na palaban, na hindi yung pabebe, hindi yung pa... yung parang damsel na distress, walang ganon. So, dito sa Love to Hate You, yun yung makukuha mo din. So, aside from the enemies to lovers kind of trope, you also have a very strong female lead. So kung yun ay hinahanap mo naman, then definitely you should check out Love to Hate You. Yung bidang lalaki naman dito is, well, just the usual, you know, cold at the start. But once they warmed up or finally realized that they actually are in love with the female lead, naku, pagkatamis naman, pag na-inlove naman sila. So yun, the usual enemies to lovers, but it's with an additional strong female lead type of character, which I would highly suggest din na panoorin niyo just for that particular type of character. May kakaibang kilig din ito na talagang, you know, love to hate you in a it's a mature kind of romance. So let's just put it that way. So I'm pretty sure sa mga fellow titos and titas ko na ayon na medyo graduate na tayo sa mga pabebe romance or yung mga sa school setting or hindi niyo naman gusto ng mga office romance. Well, medyo may pagka-office romance din ito. Pero eto nga, Love to Hate You is the mature kind of rom-com na gugustuhin mo din. Next is last year's favorite chill K-drama. My favorite, I don't know if it's also yours, but it's a favorite chill K-drama starring Choi Woo-shik and Kim Dami. It's a K-drama, Our Beloved Summer. Now, it follows the story of two high school students who at first hated each other but eventually became high school sweethearts and then had a bitter breakup, so back again to hating each other, and then eventually forced to work with each other again. So just like back when they were young or when they were in high school, the two again hated each other but ultimately fell in love again. Gulo, no? I know the plot sounds like it's a never-ending roller coaster na magulo, but trust me, it's the most chill K-drama of 2022. From the music to the cinematography and just the overall vibes of it, it really feels like those really great summer days where you're just relaxing and having the time of your life. Yung parang tatambay-tambay ka lang. Ito talaga eh. Itong K-drama na to, medyo talaga, ano siya, may pagka-chill, chill lang, ganun. Now, in terms of the kilig naman, so mga pamangkin, super lakas ng chemistry ng dalawang ito, ni Choi Woo-shik and ni Kim Dami. Oh my gosh, their chemistry in this K-drama is really something. Konting-konti na lang talaga. Isiship ko na sila in real life. But both are cute and really did well in this K-drama. Of course, it's not something na maikihita mo yung kanilang acting caliber or whatever, diba? Pero they really did well in the K-drama. But please don't go looking for life-changing lessons in this K-drama because there's none. It's just honestly one of those K-dramas that you'd want to watch when you're trying to relax after a hard day's work. So, if yun ang inahanap mo and you love watching those enemies to lovers kind of K-drama, then you should check out Our Beloved Summer. And speaking of K-dramas you want to watch when you just want to relax, just a few months earlier of Our Beloved Summer is another chill K-drama of 2021 where K-drama fans fell in love again with our dimple oppa. Kim Sun-ho. It's a K-drama, Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha. Also starring the lovely Shin Mina. Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha is about this dentist who grew up most of her life in the busy city of Seoul. And then one day, she decided to leave her life in Seoul and start up her clinic in a quiet seaside town where she now meets a guy known as Chief Hong to everyone because there is nothing he can't do. That this guy is the all-around guy. So kaya siya tinatawag na Chief Hong ng mga tao doon. And so this is the start of their love-hate relationship between a city girl and a rural boy. There's so much more to it, of course. So they started out in not so good way, so that kind of started their love-hate relationship. But, you know, basta maraming nangyari sa kanila. Now, I think Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha started this whole trend of K-drama set in like the quiet seaside or quiet town or areas in South Korea. Like, as someone who has been watching K-dramas for decades now, I'm so used to K-dramas na ang setting is in those busy city with those crazy commutes. So, yung everyday life na mga bida involves crazy commute with buses, trains, etc. Tapos palaging may mga towering billboards, mga matataas na mga buildings. So it was refreshing to watch a K-drama mainly set in the rural towns. And I think producers noticed that this type of K-drama is a hit with viewers. Thus, you know, the start of the K-dramas na mga settings or ang mga, yeah, the setting is usually sa mga rural towns. But that is, again, my opinion. I think it was Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha that started it all. Kaya meron tayo ng mga settings ng katulad ng Our Beloved Summer or the summer, ano to yung kay ano? Si Yun. Kalimutan ko tuloy. Basta pinapanood ko siya din noong una. Basta. Marami pa mga K-dramas na ang setting is in a rural town or rural area, which I think is credited because of the success ng Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha. Well, again, that's my opinion. Anyway, Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha was one of those hit K-dramas of 2021 for several reasons. And one of it is just the overall kilig of it. And matindi talaga po yung chemistry ng dalawa. Kasi, you know, despite the public knowledge that Shin Mi-Na is in a loving relationship in real life, that never stopped the viewers from falling in love with their characters. And, you know, just looking forward to every episode every week. Normally kasi kapag if the people know that the actors or actresses are really in a relationship, usually hindi ganun katindi yung chemistry because, you know, you are aware that they are in a relationship. But that never stopped them. That never stopped Kim Seon-ho and Shin Mi-Na in this K-drama. So ganun katindi pamangkin yung chemistry nila. That never stopped it. And I think also I love the quiet hometown vibes of it and the family community, family-like community. So dumagdag pa sila sa pagiging lovable nitong K-drama na ito. Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha is just, you know, one of also those K-dramas na bibigyan ka niya ng chill na environment, na settings, tapos may chemistry. And at the same time, ito yung maganda dito. It's also one of those progressive K-dramas that talked about relationships where the woman has more money than the guy. And I love that special discussion on that in this K-drama. And on top of that, meron din mga mental health talks about talks in this K-drama. So there's a lot going on in the K-drama, but at the same time, it was able to keep this hometown vibe. Kaya nga siguro siya tinawag na Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha. But yeah, the start of it all when they were still, you know, not so good with each other and they don't really like each other. So medyo nakakakilig yung part na yun. And eventually nandun na tayo sa kilig-kiligan. You know, the transition from enemies to lovers with Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha was really so cute. Now, next, if hanap mo naman is may mga halong fantasy, one of the K-dramas na agad na pumapasok sa isip ko is of course the classic and legendary My Love from the Star, who I think renewed everyone's interest in K-drama back in 2013 or 2014. My Love from the Star is about an alien who has been stranded on Earth for more than 400 years, who is almost able to return home, but finds himself developing feelings for a famous actress. The K-drama stars Korea's top actors and actress Kim So-yeon and Jun Ji-hyun. Now, you will definitely enjoy the first few.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Episodes of it when the two cannot stand each other because of how opposite they are. One is a cold-hearted alien that cannot be bothered with human emotions, and the other one is an obnoxious, high-maintenance, famous actress. And it, you know, just seeing them from being those two opposite people, and then eventually they change, their personality change, they warm up to each other, the transition again is just really amazing to watch. And I think this K-drama has the perfect balance of romance and comedy. Super nakakatawa at the start nung K-drama kasi nga magkaaway pa sila, hindi pa sila nagkakaintindihan, hindi pa sila nagbi-meet eye to eye sa mga bagay-bagay. And you know, the transition again from that situation to being lovers is super nakakakilig. And again, it's one of the classic, and it's a classic for a reason. One of that is just because of the amazing chemistry nitong dalawa. Now, speaking of nakakatawa, ito namang next suggestion ko, panalong-panalo when it comes to comedy. But also, surprisingly, nakakakilig din siya. It's Shin Hye-sun and Kim Jong-yong's, oh my God, I'm butchering their names, Kim Jong-yun's K-drama, Mr. Queen. Now, Mr. Queen is about a playboy modern chef who suddenly becomes trapped inside a body of a woman. Inside the body of a woman. And not just any woman, okay? But the queen from the Joseon era. So he traveled back in time. So not only did he travel back in time, he also got, I don't know, kung sumapi ba siya or got transported into a body of, into the body of a queen. Diba? Nakakaloka. So yun nga. So, and nga, kung ang hanap mo is romance or rom-com na medyo lamang ang comedy, then Mr. Queen is the way to go. It's funny from start to finish. But what surprises me is that this K-drama is also super nakakakilig. Yeah, you know, if you read about its premise, you wouldn't think that you would really feel kilig. But yeah, despite its premise, you will eventually find yourself na kinikilig ka sa mga bida who at first hated each other. So one of them hated the other because he feels he is being played or tricked by the people around him, including his queen. And the other one just hate the other because hindi sila talo. Pareho silang lalaki. And nandidiri siya kapag naglalandian sila. Pero eventually, kinikilig din tayo. So, there's magic in this K-drama. I don't know what it is. The well-written plot. Well, may mga medyo may loophole siya. But anyway, I mean, it's really good K-drama. So, I don't know if it's the story itself, yung galing ng mga bida na magpakilig, na magpatawa. Oh my God, it's Shin Hye-sun and Kim Jong-yun were really funny in this K-drama. And I know it's weird, but I highly suggest that you try out the K-drama before you completely say no to it, okay? Like, if you're just basing it on the premise na pareho silang lalaki, or kahit man sabihin natin lalaki siya sumapi sa katawan ng babae, it's weird that, you know, it's not a BL series, pero it's a rom-com. And the premise nga, napakagulo niya. Pero trust me when I say that it's actually one of the most nakakakilig rom-coms out there. I don't know what happened. I wasn't expecting to be kilig with this K-drama. I was expecting that it would be funny, and it was. But it was also nakakakilig. Their transition from hating each other, from fighting with each other every time, kasi nga hindi sila talo, hindi palagi sila, basta may misunderstanding sa kanila, tapos eventually naging magka, Basta. Pag naalala ko yung mga scenes, oh my God, natatawa ko. But, you know, if you're serious K-drama naman ang hanap mo, then I still got you. Okay. One of the K-dramas that I highly suggest as well that has the enemies to lovers premise is this K-drama na pag-uusapan natin. And it stars my favorite, Zo In-sung. Now, and now that everyone is again drooling over my Zo In-sung, I want to remind you that before moving, his last K-drama was actually also really good. And that is It's Okay, That's Love. With my favorite, Gong Yoo-jin. So, It's Okay, That's Love is about this novelist who clashes with a psychiatrist on a talk show, but soon they become roommates. So, si Zo In-sung dito yung novelist at si Gong Yoo-jin dito yung psychiatrist. They first met in a talk show. They weren't... Basta nagkaaway sila doon sa talk show. But then they eventually realize that they actually are roommates. So it's a mix of two K-drama tropes, the cohabitation and enemies to lovers, which makes it a little perfect for me. Kasi kung yun talaga yung mga favorite mo, then ito yung makukuha mo from this K-drama. But just a warning, it's okay, that's love. It's a K-drama that can pull your heartstrings. I cannot remember how many times I've cried because of this K-drama. But it will do wonders in opening your eyes to mental health. And so I think this K-drama is a masterpiece. So I feel bad that it's not getting the attention that it deserves. So anytime that I can suggest this K-drama, I really do suggest it. I mean, the flow of the story from, you know, hating each other to being each other's comfort zone was so romantic. Plus, there's also a bit of comedy from courtesy of Lee Kwang-soo, who is also part of this K-drama. And there's, again, the drama. And I forgot to mention that it also stars EXO's D.O., who is amazing in this K-drama. Before this K-drama, I've never seen him in any other drama or series or whatever, so it was surprising for me, but he was really good. And I think everyone in this cast, with the cast of this K-drama, were really good, perfect for their role. And I think it's just really, it deserves more. It deserves to be out there being loved by everyone. But I think it really depends on you, kasi nga medyo heavy din yung K-drama na ito. But it is a good enemies to lovers rom-com K-drama. Last but not the least is one of the most beloved enemies to lovers K-drama of all time. I think this is the number one na pumasok sa isip ko when I was asked, ano magandang enemies to lovers K-drama? Ito talaga yung pinakaunang pumasok sa akin. A favorite classic of many K-drama titos and titas, the legendary Princess Hours, who I cannot stop suggesting. Kasi maganda talaga tong K-drama na to. So, who can forget this K-drama starring Joo Ji-hoon and Yoon Yun-hae that is about this South Korean prince who was forced to marry this ordinary girl. And I think for a time, ang daming mga tito and tita mo na nangarap maging prince or princess because of this K-drama. Isa na po ako dun. Now, Princess Hours is the typical cliché. It's typical, it's cliche, lahat na ng synonyms ng typical, ilagay mo na dyan. But anyway, it's a typical K-drama or rom-com where the two leads started out hating each other and hated the situation they're in because, you know, they were forced to get married with each other when they don't really love each other. But, you know, just like any of these K-dramas, they gradually grew closer, well, because they had no choice. And then ultimately, falling hard for each other. Now, mga pamangkin, kung sa pakiligan lang talaga, wala pa rin tatalo sa mga classic. But I guess the downside of it is if okay pa sa'yo yung mga pabebe romance. So if you outgrew that kind of rom-com, I would say, then maybe this may not appeal to you anymore. I recently watched this K-drama kasi wala talaga akong bet sa mga Wala talagang nagugustuhan recently. Ewan ko lang. Pero, well, yeah, moving and then wala na masyado. But anyway, so I recently watched this K-drama and I still feel the kilig. Okay, may mga kilig pa rin talaga. Kaso may halong irita na. And it's probably because of my age. Because graduate na ako sa Pabebe Romance. Pero if you, pamangkin, you're at the age na you're still okay with the pa-cute na romance, or nasa school ka pa, so the setting itself is very perfect for you, you can relate to it, you can relate to the struggle of students, then you should check out Princess Hours. And like I said, this K-drama is a legend among titos and titas, and it's a legend of rom-com for a reason. Actually, several reasons. The music, the settings, the imagination that there's a prince and princess in a certain country. And Yoon Yun Hye was super cute in here. Jun Ji Hyun is the ultimate. Anong tawag doon sa mga ano na? Anong ang term yun? The Japanese term na for this type of characters na cold at the start and then eventually warms up. Basta, poster boy si Jun Ji Hyun doon. And that is from the classic Princess Hours. So, I highly suggest that you still try to check that out. I think it's still available on Viu or Viki. So, definitely watch it. And for my titos and titas out there, I think it's still okay. I mean, hindi pa naman tayo ganun katanda. So, I still felt the kilig that I also felt when I first watched Princess Hours back in God knows when. So, you might want to check that out again. So, I'm pretty sure you would still enjoy it. And that is it, mga pamangkin. Those are just some. Okay, hindi pa yung nangangalahati sa mga K-dramas that I know I've loved in the past. Those are just some of the K-dramas that immediately pops up on my mind whenever people would ask me for a good enemies to lovers K-drama. But there are so many more out there. Like another classic that I can immediately think of is Full House. Like Full House is one of those, again, that enemies to lovers and also Cohabitation. Then there's The Secret Garden. There's also The Innocent Man. Touch Your Heart. Ang dami talagang mga enemies to lovers. It's one of the classic ones. It's one of the most common trope out there on K-dramas, on not just actually in K-dramas, but anywhere, movies, novels, series, Hollywood series, we always have that enemies to lovers, and it's one of the favorite. Kasi nakakakilig naman talaga. But anyway, if you also have a personal favorite, na enemies to lovers K-drama, let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. It's at Anyong Tita. And with that, until the next Tuesday, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars. Kamsahamnida! Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Annyeong, tita!
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.